Yeah, it definitely was. You know, I think the key is things we've been talking about. Third down, I'm not sure what the final stats were. I know we were very good in the first half, but, you know, we've been averaging, I think, in the low 60s in play production, and that's just, you know, directly correlated to the fact that we haven't converted third downs. So tonight, converted third downs, had close to 80 plays, I think, and had the kind of production we were looking for. Well, it's good pass protection tonight. I thought Chad had a great job on DeMarcus, and I just felt, you know, Coach got me in a good rhythm early, and I felt like I was moving in the pocket, and not, you know, not getting out too early, getting out at the right time, going through my progressions, and I give Coach a lot of credit because I think the way he called the game tonight, offensively, we got into a good flow, and I thought, you know, my movement and the line's protection was very good hand in hand.
What do you think got you guys going so well tonight, compared to the first season?
I think we did. We had a good plan. We just got into a flow early. I think, you know, I haven't played this kind of game really this season yet. I'm playing the way I feel like I'm capable of playing. And it was nice to, you know, to play better. It was obviously a combination of a number of things, but you know, Mike called some very high percentage plays early in the game for me. And I really feel like I got into a rhythm early. The runs, I thought we were effective at times. They played a lot of man coverage. So I was able to get out a couple times and make positive yards. John had a couple good runs. Brandon ran the ball nicely. So I think we had good production in the run game. But like I said before, the third down was the key. I don't know what the final numbers were, but had to be over 60, 70%, I would guess. And we sustained drives. You know, we started inside our 20 a few times, and we were able to convert those drives into points, and that's that was big for us.
All things considered, is 6-3 a good spot to be in going into the bye?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we're half game up in the division, and definitely mindset-wise, there's a lot of confidence in that locker room. You know, we were 3-3 coming off two straight losses in overtime. There was definitely some doubts creeping in, wondering what the last 10 would hold for us, and realizing we needed to make a push here these next three games, and we did, you know, a big win against Minnesota, went to New York, beat a very good football team, and came home and beat a wounded animal in Dallas. The way we feel like, you know, we were capable of playing. We played very well on defense for a second straight week, and offensively we finally, you know, carried our burden there, carried our load.
Aaron, how are you able to get James something off?
Well, James just needs more opportunities. I mean, he's a big-time player for us. He makes plays when he gets his opportunities. He ran some very good routes tonight. We're just on the same page. It was nice. I think we've had some problems the last couple games of just not being on the same page as far as route depth and route conversions. And tonight, we talked a lot this week about how we wanted to attack him, and we were able to do things we wanted to do. And James was a big part of that.
Aaron, what did you see in that big 27-yard run at the first quarter?
Yeah, they were playing two-man, which is not a defense really we see a lot of because of my ability to run the football at times. I'm not going to say it's a strong ability, but they took away the first and second option, and everything kind of just opened up in the middle for me. So as I stepped up, kept my eyes downfield, realized I could probably run for it. I think it was third and 3-5, maybe in that range, maybe five. And once I got away from the first guy, I'm usually looking to go down and go out of bounds, but I felt like I'd get a couple more yards before I went out of bounds and before my calves start cramping too much.
Aaron, as much as this team needs the break, any concern at all that you get it going offensively and now you take a week off?
No, I don't think so. I think we need this break. Obviously Ryan Pickham went down tonight. The injuries that Clay has been dealing with and getting Atari back. And there's a lot of guys that need this week, I think, to get healthy. So I think it's hitting at the perfect time for us. Obviously, we've had some momentum the last 3 weeks. I think from a health standpoint, it was just perfect timing for us.
What can you and the offense do to make sure that rhythm stays even with the bye week?
Well, I think we can just learn from this game. And as much as you probably learn more in a tough situation where you struggle in a game, this is a good one to go back and maybe watch and get a good feeling about it, because we did some good things we just ran our stuff. I think that's the key tonight. We didn't call a bunch of plays. We didn't have a lot of reps in, and we made plays after the catch. You know, so we did the things we've been doing here for the last, as long as I've been here. And so I think this will be one to really get some good feelings about, and hopefully be able to keep the same kind of momentum going. Like I said, I give Coach a lot of credit for the way he called the game tonight. The efficiency that I was able to have, I think, is directly related to the high percentage passes he was calling.